The other thing to consider is if you don't really like tech and you want to stay pen and paper, what's your reasoning for that? Because if we are looking at the creation of a novel, for example, you'll begin your idea, then need to possibly brainstorm it if you're a plotter, or get straight into the writing if you're more of a pantser. You may do a bit of research before and during your writing, and then it's a good step to proof your first draft before sending it to an editor. Once you've finished the manuscript, you need to format it for various ebook formats and possibly also a print format. Then you need to upload to your book retailers and continue your own social media marketing. So all along this journey, from the beginning idea to publishing and marketing, there are quite a few options for different pieces of tech that could help you streamline your writing process. Now, I'll say it again, the main point to get from today's podcast is there's no right or wrong option here. It's always about what is going to suit your writing process and your creative style. Hey there, I'm Kylie Ross, and you are listening to the Tech Savvy Creators podcast, where each week I'll be introducing you to tech and processes with a special focus for writers, authors, and bloggers, and how you can become confident and tech savvy. You can find the episode show notes and much more at techsavvycreatives.com/podcast. Now let's dive into today's episode. Do authors need tech? And if so, how much? This is a really interesting question, I find. My personal opinion is that yes, all authors need tech. If you're a writer, an author, or a blogger, actually any creative these days needs some kind of tech. And what I mean by tech is applications, software, and any kind of a device that helps you with your creative process and output. So if we've answered the question, yes, authors do need tech, then the next part of the question is, how much do they need? And that's the main topic of today's podcast. There are a lot of options out there for many different types of applications. For example, if you need a to-do list or a calendar for blocking out writing time around your other commitments, for writing emails to potential publishers, novel writing software, plotting software, project management software to plan out a book launch, apps to help with scheduling your social media campaigns, how to format a print or ebook, and so many more options for the various categories of your writing process. To decide how much tech you personally need, it's really going to come down to what is your style of working. For example, just because someone says you need this particular writing software to be a brilliant writer doesn't mean it's going to work for you and actually make you a brilliant writer. And I say this because there is a common app out there that is very popular writing software. And actually, I'm writing this podcast today using it at the moment. I'm talking about Scrivener, and I've used it for many years, but I have to say it does have a learning curve to use it efficiently. And this is the case I find with a lot of software. As an IT implementation consultant, I've dealt with a lot of different people and personalities in various industries, workplaces across various countries over the last couple of decades. One thing I've found is that no one person learns the same as another person. Everyone has a different style and a different way their brain thinks and how they like to work and to achieve their results and their output. So it's great to do your research, to read blogs, to listen to podcasts like this, and learn about the different applications that are available to you. But be prepared that there will always be a learning curve with a lot of those options. Not all of them have the same learning curve, and how you like to consume that learning will depend on how long it will take you to learn each application. A tip I can offer you for learning any application is definitely to see if there are any tutorials from wherever you bought the app from. That's always the best place to start. And if you like to follow instructions, there will always be a manual with many pages to read through. If you're like many other people, including myself, reading a lengthy document is not how you start. You tend to open the software, start clicking buttons, and seeing what happens. Am I right? Is this how you do it? I certainly start this way, and then if I'm stuck, I start to read the manual. Another option, if it's not obvious how to get started quickly or how to use the advanced features, I highly recommend that you invest in an online course which teaches you how to use it. Even better is a course that teaches you how to use it for the actual reason you want to use it for. The example most of you may understand is with Scrivener, and It is software that was developed by a writer for writers. So most of the tutorials are focused on how a writer will use Scrivener. They have some on their website, and there are many across YouTube, on Udemy, and other online course sites. Other software, like Eon Timeline, while it was developed for timelining a novel, there were not a lot of tutorials that I personally found that focus on how to use it as a writer. So I taught myself how to use it and then created the online course, Learn Eon Timeline. I felt there was a gap, and I was answering questions on its use in some of the online forums and groups I'm in. It seemed a logical next step to create the online course so I could teach more users anytime they needed it. Over the years, Learn Eon Timeline has evolved to also include tutorials and templates for bloggers as well as fiction and nonfiction writers. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about your writer's toolkit and what tech you're going to need inside of it. Considerations to think through when you're going to add new tech to your writing tech toolkit is, what is the learning curve time frame, and can you handle it? Will I need to add an online course to the cost of buying the software? So that's something to think about, how else you're going to need to learn it. And can the software be used for multiple parts of my workflow? Also another important step to justify the cost. So inside my writer's tech toolkit is, I break it up into different categories. So we have brainstorming, which includes plotting and outlining my story, research, writing, editing and proofing, self-publishing and formatting, marketing, social media, organization and project management. And I'll attach in the show notes the diagram of my writer's tech toolkit that I'm referring to with the apps that I use for each of these categories, so we can break it down a bit. For brainstorming, I use Eon Timeline. I create a timeline for my novel, or actually I use a single timeline for my whole series. That way I can plot a series arc as well as the individual book arc. I don't necessarily plot the whole series. I focus on the book of the moment, but this allows me to make notes into future scenes for information that I've seeded into the current book. And given the time it can take to write a single book, I don't want to forget an awesome idea months later. I can add research into my timeline, which can involve images for my characters and locations and web links to locations or periods in time I want to reference. And then I sync my timeline with Scrivener, and this creates all the chapters and scenes from the timeline into the Scrivener project. So there's no need to rewrite anything. I can just begin the writing process immediately. Of course, you don't need to follow my method. A lot of writers don't use timeline software and plot and outline directly into Scrivener and then start writing. Or if you're a pantser, you'll just start writing. So it's totally up to you how you do it. I'm just giving you an outline of how I work, but you might be something completely different. But it's taking in the method and the thinking and how you want to put all of this together that makes up your toolkit. So each writer's approach is their own. Okay, so that's one thing to really remember. There is no right or wrong way to approach this. It's really up to you and how you like to work. You also don't want to be buying software if it doesn't add value to your process. So just because it's the next shiny thing, think about how you'll use it, when you'll use it, what part of your process it's going to play a part in, and can you use it for other multiple purposes than just the one thing? Because then that adds value to your toolkit. So with Eon Timeline, I use it for much more than just writing the first step of my plotting. I keep my Scrivener writing project and Eon Timeline in sync as I'm writing the series, as it allows me to slice and dice my timeline to view it different ways. Because I attach locations and characters and some other information, like which arc the scene is in, I can view a table of my scenes to see how the story flows by arc, or which scenes my characters are in to see if that works. It's a little hard to describe, but to view this in more detail, I wrote a blog called Three Ways Eon Timeline and Relationship View Improves My Writing, which you can find on my techtoolsforauthors.com website, and the link will be in the show notes. So it'll take you directly there. But it shows you how you can slice and dice and view your story scenes in multiple ways and multiple groupings, and that gives you a visual way of making sure you've got things in the right order and the right amount of information and pacing, which I find really helpful. And I also use Eon Timeline for simple project management, and I don't need baselines or Gantt charts or costs of a project. So my timelines are quite simple, but I use them for planning out a future book launch or content creation is what I'm working on now. So what social media, what blogs, what vlogs, what podcasts I'm going to do. And I use Eon Timeline to plot that out for me. So I know what's coming up and I can group things by a particular a particular topic per month. So that makes it one piece of software that currently has multiple uses in my workflow. And this is what I suggest you try to achieve. Decide what your steps are for writing your books and then look at the options available to you. Quite a few software options have either free versions or a trial period, so you can always test them out to see if you like them or not before committing to buying them. The other thing to consider is if you don't really like tech and you want to stay pen and paper, what's your reasoning for that? Because if we are looking at the creation of a novel, for example, you'll begin your idea, then need to possibly brainstorm it if you're a plotter, or get straight into the writing if you're more of a pantser. You may do a bit of research before and during your writing, and then it's a good step to proof your first draft before sending it to an editor. Once you've finished the manuscript, you need to format it for various ebook formats and possibly also a print format. Then you need to upload to your book retailers and continue your own social media marketing. So all along this journey from the beginning idea to publishing and marketing, there are quite a few options for different pieces of tech that could help you streamline your writing process. Now, I'll say it again. The main point to get from today's podcast is there's no right or wrong option here. It's always about what is going to suit your writing process and your creative style. If you want to handwrite on paper your ideas and plotting, go for it. However, consider an app like Eon Timeline to use instead and plot your timeline. This allows you to outline and brainstorm by dragging and dropping scenes into the order you want quickly and easily. This app then syncs with both Scrivener and Ulysses, which are both popular writing apps, with all your chapter scenes and notes and all the information automatically set up in Scrivener or Ulysses, and then you'll have all you have to do then is start writing. But if you've handwritten all of that information and it might be on post-it notes or it's in your favorite Moleskine notebook, you still have to retype all that information into where you're going to actually write your novel. And that's perfectly fine, but the point I'm trying to get to is just something for you to consider with this option is if you want to earn an income from your writing, from your books, they have to be available online for people to buy. If it takes you a longer time to handwrite your notes, plot, and then transfer those notes into a writing app before you start writing, this is obviously not practical if you rely on the book income because of the timeline of getting it to market. So when considering your writer's tech toolkit, you want to consider how it can help you and not hinder you. But don't panic. If tech freaks you out, I'm going to help you get past that. I'm sorry to be a bit hard on this, but it is a fact. We live in a technology-run world, and getting on board with that will help you in the long term. It really will. The best way I know to get past that fear is to realize that if you want to learn, you will. It's really as simple as that. I've seen it over and over again. It doesn't matter how old you are or what your starting point is. If you want to learn, you will. So if tech freaks you out or frustrates you, then the best thing you can do for yourself is to shift your mindset. So repeat after me. I am going to be a tech-savvy writer. I am going to be a tech-savvy writer. Make it your mantra. You can do this. I know you can. I've seen it happen. I've taught my mum, and she's in her 70s, and she's written 3 books. And she was so nervous of the tech, but she's done it. She took the time, took her a little bit longer, a lot of frustration, nearly wanted to throw the computer out the window a few times, but she wanted to learn. So every now and then she'll have to take a deep breath, and she did it. So I'm sure you can too. Now, if you need a bit of help with getting the starting of this Writer's Tech Toolkit, I am doing a 5-day challenge. The next one's starting the Monday the 25th of May. And I'm going to take you through 5 days to take you from not really having a clue what apps work best for your writing style to having a clear understanding and confidence in which apps you will use for each step in your writing process. There'll be a link in the show notes if you want to know more information, but I'll just give you an overview of what we're going to tackle each day, because I find the starting point is where people get stuck. If you don't know what apps you're going to use for each step, it's very easy to procrastinate and to put off till tomorrow and faff about and get angry and frustrated, and it affects your creative flow. So getting your toolkit organized and understanding how that's going to work for you is key to just getting started with writing. So what we do in the 5-day challenge is day one, we're going to list all the apps that you currently have. So I'm going to provide you with a PDF workbook and some spreadsheet templates. Could be a Google Sheet, could be Excel, could be Numbers for Mac. It translates to all. And we can use these tools to list down our tech. If you don't know how to use a spreadsheet, don't panic, I'll show you. Day two, we'll review the list and identify all the categories you could use each app for. And when I'm going to have live streams and we're going to be in a Facebook group, and there's online resources once you join the challenge on the website. So day two, okay, we're going to review and list and identify all the categories you need to use for each app. Day three, we'll analyze your list and discuss options if you have any gaps and what would be a suggestion to filling that gap. We'll look at free trial versions and paid versions of different software and sort of talk through how you want to start with that. Day four, we'll refine your workflow and plan which apps you could use for what and in which stage of your writer's workflow they may fit best. Day five, the last day, is to finalize your writer's tech toolkit, and you will have your app list and have identified when and how you will use each app in your writing process. So 5 days, you'll go from not really being sure or from nothing, depending on your starting point, to having your tech toolkit, and then you're off and you're writing. So I'm with you all along this 5-day journey. I'll be popping into the Challenge Facebook group daily with live streams and answering questions and assisting you along the journey. There will also be video tutorials and instructions on the course pages on techtoolsforauthors.com, specifically available to each of you who join. So you won't be alone to work this out. I can appreciate when you're starting from a point of not understanding tech too well, you're going to have a lot of questions. And having them answered each day will help keep you moving forward and understand the stage that you're at. If the challenge doesn't suit you right now and you still want to streamline your writer's tech toolkit, there will be another challenge. I haven't set a date for it yet, but that will be coming soon. But if you want to start now, you can follow the steps that I've outlined in the podcast today by looking at all the writing categories, by setting out the writing categories that you go through when writing a book, so the brainstorming, the research, the writing, etc. And then for each of those ways you process those steps, it's what app do you think you'll do? Are you going to handwrite notes, or are you going to use something else? So you need to decide what suits you and how you want to work. And essentially, if you can nail your writing workflow, you will have a much more time-efficient process, and you'll be able to be creative and actually get that book written. So don't panic if you create your writer's tech toolkit and find something isn't working. That happens. And as your process evolves, so will the tech. Something better may suit your writing style in the future, so swap the software in, swap the other one out. It's not a big deal. It's your writing toolkit. It's your workflow process. Okay, so that's the podcast for today. I hope you found something of value from the topics that we discussed. And the main points I want you to take away from this is, if you want to learn, you will, and find your own writing workflow. So any app or process that works for a famous writer won't necessarily work for everyone. You don't need to follow the crowd. You just need to create a workflow that suits you, that suits your writing style. Otherwise, you just won't use it. And your creativity will suffer or be delayed. So a question for you now. What tech tools are inside your writer's toolkit? If you have a few minutes, I'd love for you to share in the comments over at techsavvycreatives.com/podcast for this podcast number 4. How do you feel about the stages you go through from idea to publish? And do your current apps work for you, or are you finding it frustrating and confusing? Leave me some notes in the comments. I'd love to understand what's working and not working for you. if you liked this podcast and techsavvycreatives.com, please leave me a review and a rating on wherever you listen to the Tech Savvy Creatives podcast so I can continue to bring you tips for being a confident and tech-savvy creative. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, if you want to delve further into anything discussed on this episode, check out the show notes over on techsavvycreatives.com/podcast. I look forward to you tuning in next week. Take care, and I hope you and yours have a safe and creative week.